we do a cold open now that just kind of like just us kind of riffing right now at the top of the show, like before the show opens, if you're cool with that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cool. To know. So it's so organic and authentic.
You know, just like learn something hanging around Nathan Fielder, you know?
Yeah. Good. Smart. Always roll.
Yep.
We're trying authenticity out for the first time.
It's kind of fucking dangerous.
In our 7 years.
It's dangerous. Seven.
Yeah. Congrats on 10, you guys.
Crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Crazy. No, we can't believe it. And this will be our first appearance since we've crossed.
Since you've crossed over into the
decade.
Oh, yeah. The decade.
Yeah.
Your second decade as a podcast. Yeah,
exactly. Second. Oh.
How many decades do you think you're going to go here?
17.
Like 5 to 6.
Yeah, 17 decades.
17.
Yeah. Seems about right.
We've recorded a lot.
Yeah. Just upload.
You got a big back channel.
They get really bad.
Yeah. They're not good.
They're short and not good and not connected to actual history.
Right. Yeah. It's just like those Tupac albums. You're like, how many albums worth of stuff did he just
Sit on? Yep. Yeah. It's not like Johnny the Cash or Tupac. We're like, I'm sorry. You're 20 years gone. We're like, got a new one.
Got a new one. Yep. Full album, full length. It's a double disc.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
You're just guessing what history is in the future.
Right. Like, even if Trump got his balls replaced with,
when he went
monkey
to
balls,
jail?
That actually wouldn't be strange.
No,
at all.
We covered that recently on an episode.
Thinly sliced monkey balls.
Yeah, exactly.
That episode is fucking wild. Normal, you guys.
There's a new. Oh, you heard the new one about the
The one that just dropped last week.
There's been two episodes where guys have put balls in balls.
Balls on the balls, the bang, the bang.
Yeah.
Balls on the balls, a bang, the bang. Wicket, wicket.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 336, episode 2 of
The Daily Zeitgeist,
a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost here.
Yep.
May.
It's also National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, National Bubble Tea Day. If you're into the bobes, you know it's your day. It's National Preparation Day. I don't even know what Preparation Day. It's a bunch of people teaching their kid. Oh,
prepping?
Preparation H.
Oh, yeah. Preparation H Day. Yep.
They should specify which preparation.
Yeah. It's emergencies. National Raisin Day, National Oatmeal Cookie Day. Jesus, oatmeals and... Okay, anyway, that's the worst cookie. National Hairstylist Appreciation Day, National Bugs Bunny Day. He has his own fucking day?
Yeah, man.
Okay, asshole.
Yeah. It's actually a religious holiday for some of us. So I wish you'd put some respect on his name.
All right, well...
So I'm assuming National Preparation Day is obviously Preparation H, but also it's like the day for people who know how long you can have gasoline buried in your backyard before it goes bad.
Yeah, before it goes bad. Yeah. And you, okay.
6 years.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly.
On the money. Yeah,
it's funny because it's like the photo is like of this family around a couch and it's like toilet paper is on the table and batteries and a dad's like pointing to a map and he's like, and this is where we will attack the police for resources.
Put the batteries up our ass.
Yeah. Boof them. Boof them.
Boof the batteries. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. MKA, motherfuckers. That is courtesy of Lockeroni on the Discord. Wrote, that's what John McClane reading an amicus brief would be.
Oh.
Or reading plural, multiple. We learned the plural of amicus is amicai.
Or amici, yeah.
I'm thrilled to be joined. Amicai?
Mm-hmm.
Amicai. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Yes, Miles Gray, a.k.a. AI some music. It's the shitty music. AI some music. The shitty robot music. I have seen too many people make fake AI songs. Like, dude, isn't this great? It's like a mariachi version of learning how to like weigh drugs or something. And it's always just this terrible shit. I'm already over the cool AI song music. So leave it alone. I came up with that AKA last night when I was listening to Bob Marley while feeding the baby. So that's how that came about.
Feeding the baby, in quotes.
Yeah, hitting my gravity bong.
That's what it's called.
To Bob Marley, because I'm stuck in a time loop.
This contributes to our theory, AI, fun to play with. The results suck shit as of yet. It's like fun for the person creating it. They're like, whoa, this is like kind of neat and a cool thing we just created. And then the results are
dog shit.
Just keep them to yourself. Yeah. Anyways, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third and fourth seats. By two legend mate, hilarious stand-up comedians who host one of the great podcasts to ever do it, The Dollop, an American history podcast, which just celebrated, speaking of American history, celebrated its 10th anniversary in existence. Please welcome to the show, Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds!
Dave and Gareth!
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
10 years.
Guys.
How's it going?
What is it?
Happy Prepper Day.
Yeah, thanks. And to you as well. May everyone...
And with your spirit.
Boof your D-cells.
Yeah, I'm teaching my son how to make homemade claymores.
Cool.
Smart.
Yeah.
That won't blow off in your hands.
Like, no, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Hope not. Yeah. That's how I lost my last one, but...
The first two, if memory serves.
Yeah, two. Okay, yeah, it was two. But one's 14. The other ones were 8. So I think
you gotta feel good about where this one's at.
There you go. You're tweaking the process. You're like, introduce him to the plastic explosives like at 11.
That's
right. Yeah, right. I get it. Yeah, man, 10 years, though, is pretty... I mean, like, we were just Jack and I were thinking, like, we're getting into like our 7th year, until later this year. And we're like, is that forever? But 10 also... Like from 7 years feels like a super long time. So just to
get each other on your 10th anniversary as podcast co-hosts.
Blood.
Well, 10th is the wooden
blood sacrifice.
10th is the wooden one.
Yeah.
So we jerked off in front of each other.
There you go.
For the first time.
For the wood. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely.
No, it's absolutely, it's really crazy. And I don't even think it was, I don't know, personally, I didn't really think about it too much.
Yeah.
Until we were actually like doing a thing for it. And then I was like, oh, this is really crazy. 10 years in general, I've always thought that about like my niece and nephew. I'm like, now I can tell that I'm aging because of their existence. I'm the same with the dollop. Like when we started, I mean, the fact that I was like mid 30s, I'm like, I was a kid.
Right.
A child.
Strange. Yeah. A child. A babe.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. We're very happy and glad to move on. Focus on the work.
Thank you. Right. Well, we all benefit
back to
from
the
that
work. Talking about, you know, weirdos.
That's right.
I mean, I got to say, the most recent episode as of this publishing is one of my favorite dollops ever. I've been listening for a long time, but still got the fastball, you know, some LeBron James longevity.
Right.
On,
yeah, no, we went to Germany.
Podcast.
We got special injections in Germany. Yeah, that's really helped. Yep. We can keep playing.
You look loose.
We're loose. We're still loose. Yeah, exactly.
Stem cells straight into the base of the skull. You know, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing, too, because even in the episode, you're like, do we have like another like a goat side character? And that's 10 years in, and it's still finding just the McCormick dude gave us quite a lot for me to actually envision as you guys were talking about that guy and all of his, you know, contraptions and lifestyle.
Yeah, really crazy.
Yeah, there's some that are like, there's some where it's like, okay, you got to like, you know, it's historically very interesting and you maybe need to try to well out a little more comedy. And then there's some where you're like, I got to like stop talking. I mean, this could be a 4-hour episode. You know, yeah, right. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Can you keep describing this guy actually?
Just yeah.
Could you read that again?
Like I said, on the episode, I think it was the first time I was like, read a paragraph one more time to cap.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, we're actually going to talk about that guy because the premise of this episode, we want to discuss some of the themes that kind of pop up time and again on the dollop in American history that we have seen. Now, this might seem strange because Americans famously very historically literate people, and that's supposed to be the cure for having history repeat itself. But there are a couple things that we see popping up in the zeitgeist, the modern zeitgeist. So we wanted to just kind of talk about some of these trends, get you guys' thoughts on some of these trends that you've covered a couple times and that we are covering in our daily news podcast.
Yeah. It's funny because it is like history. The saying history does repeat itself is actually extremely lazy because to your point, it's like, yeah, if people just, I mean, I'm among them, but if people just paid attention, you'd be like, hey, no, we're like, yeah, that's where we get Nazi. Yeah. Yeah, like careful.
We did this one.
Yeah, this is bad. Yeah. We did this.
Yeah. You got a lot of unemployed soldiers. I don't think that goes well, Norm, based on what
it doesn't
seen,
usually.
But,
yeah.
All right, whatever. Yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, either way. It's probably fine. Did you see the Connors this week?
Yeah, but we got Wi-Fi now, though. That's like the difference, dude.
Yeah.
I don't watch the Connors since it went woke.
I know.
All right. Before we get into it, though, we do like to get to know you a little bit better by asking you guys, what is something from your search history or something you've recently screen capped that is revealing about who you are?
Well, Dave's has got to be insane because I've researched a few dollops and I'm like always like, man, if like the FBI is like wanting me to throw, you know, they can now. There's like easy access.
How to teach child to make claymore mines.
Yeah.
You want me to look up my search history right now and tell you what?
Yeah, go for it.
If you dare.
Yeah.
It's going to be,
If it is just a lot of porn and you read that off, that would be awesome.
That has happened. We appreciate the honesty.
The honesty, the candor.
Yeah. Hot minesweeper.
Yeah.
Hamlet's ghost.
Wow, that is pretty standard fare.
Hamlet's ghost was okay. It was a guy. it's an Australian thing, and they think that Hamlet's ghost was on a ship.
Oh,
wow!
In the 1800s. Yep.
A Scottish play.
Pretty normal stuff.
Wait, which one's Macbeth?
Oh, yeah, that's Macbeth. That's the Scottish play.
All right, yeah. I was like, wait, yeah, I know one thing about Shakespeare, and I was like, that was the thing I knew. I was like, wait, Scottish play, right. On all my chickens. I remember that line, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
You know how it is.
Yeah, it's just your chickens or your kids or family.
My last one that I think is interesting that isn't hardcore porn is... Are earwigs dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
I hope not.
And yes, they are. Well, big ones are.
The what? The blind ones?
The 4-foot ones.
Yeah, like the anaconda types. Yeah.
Yeah, those
I mean,
really
you want to talk about a scary fucking animal. Make an earwig that's big. You're like, buddy, listen, it's cool.
Oh, this is an earwig? I didn't know what the fucking earwig was when you said that. I was like, oh, you mean pincher bugs?
Pincher bugs to the layman.
Yeah, to me.
Boy,
yes.
I can't believe you're distinguishing Shakespeare plays and are still calling earwigs.
I know, and I'm like,
pincher
you know pincher bug?
It's like, wow, he's really astute. And he's like, you mean the potato bug?
Yeah, roly-polies. Wait, did you like encounter an earwig or something? And you're like,
yeah,
oh,
a lot of them. And I was like, you know, and I know they're not It's that tail that throws you off. They got a scissor tail, but they just aren't using it. Those fucking losers.
Yeah.
Purely decorative.
I don't know what they're doing, but they're kind of just like weirdo scissor platypus insects, and they're not really utilizing their main weapon. Like if John Taffer were to see an earwig, he'd be like, "You got it." You know what I mean? He'd be like,
"Yeah, yeah.
You got the showpiece."
Right. Oh, I guess it's just to fend off predators. But what the fuck?
But I like when I pick them up and like, you know, I pretty much throw them outside because I'm like, they're not dangerous. Yeah. I've learned. So I'll like toss them outside for the most part, but they never use it.
Yeah.
On me.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Well, they love a dry bathtub. I feel like that's where I see them all the time.
Yeah. That's like the salt burn. That's me. I'm always doing the dry tub.
Be dry after you're done with it.
Oh, my God.
Drink it up whatever's left in there.
Yeah. Yeah. The drain needs some lube.
Oh, my God.
What's something you guys think is underrated?
Shoes that you don't tie? I think.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Okay. I think all shoes should, you can have shoes that look like they tie,
right?
But they don't. You slip them on if you want tie shoes.
I think you
shouldn't have any shoes that you have to tie. I think let's just slip them all on. Let's just be advanced. We're an advanced civilization. It's time to step into the footwear we should have.
Yeah. I think that's true. The fact that we're still fucking with laces is remarkable. Mine would be houseplants. I think houseplants, they're great. It's the idea that we should probably be out in nature somewhere, but so we should just have like five or six houseplants. But I think for me, it was probably about 7 years ago when I was like, you know, I probably should have some plants in here, and they're great. I love houseplants.
And you're not doing the thing where like most the trope on the internet was like, I can't keep a fucking houseplant alive to save my life.
It's the easiest shit in the world to keep a house. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've moved. I have one houseplant I call Robert Plant, and other people have done that, but I didn't know they were doing it.
Okay.
That's pretty common.
I'll take your word.
Shut up. And
just like you can't name a bird Larry Bird.
And enough. I have had two moves with Robert Plant into different states, and he survived both. I have multiple. It's really so fucking easy.
Yeah. It's weird how, like, I was sort of like the thing where I couldn't keep a houseplant alive, and it just took another human to be like, just like this plant, just fucking water it once a week at the same time.
Once a week.
And I'm like, how much water though? Like a gallon? Like, no face.
Just like, just some. just this much. It needs to be moist.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh. Yeah. And they're like, touch the dirt. Is it fucking bone dry? Then it needs fucking water.
Is it yellow? You did too much.
Right. Yeah.
It's complicated, though. I mean, the whole process you just described sounds kind of like you should have a degree.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, you're saving a lot of time not lacing your shoes up. So you could probably go watering within the time you're saving cum.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not, though, because not all shoes are there yet. So I'm still tying.
All right. This is getting.
You're still tying, man?
Look, I don't want to be tying, but some shoes I like, and I have to tie them. Once they're all slip-ons, I'll be able to move over to the plant situation.
Right. Yeah, I love to really see a picture a house full of dead plants. Like, do one thing at a fucking time.
While he's lacing his shoes up.
Yeah.
Founding.
I truly am. Just I'm gonna come clean. I'm not good at keeping house plants alive, I'm realizing it's because I haven't just Googled each plant once.
The easiest.
Like, it sounds like that's the solve. This doesn't.
Yeah.
There's also apps.
You can't just eyeball it.
Yeah.
There's also apps where you just literally hold your phone up to it.
What's wrong with it?
Hey, dumbass, water it. And you're like.
Exactly. Yeah. I think even the iPhone now, like you can take a picture of a plant and it'll tell you what like species of plant you're looking at. I was like,
I have no excuses now. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm blown away too. I'm still, I do the first thing I do with any pair of shoes is like kind of measure the right place to like knot it so I don't actually like they look tied, but I never have to untie them.
It's key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you don't want to do the like pressure on the back situation getting it in. Yeah. It is a very good call, Dave, because it is shocking how often I'm like, okay, I got to get this done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like growing up in a house where you don't wear shoes, like you learn, you're like, man, I got to optimize every pair of shoes. I have to slip on and slip off.
Yep.
And I remember one time when I was wearing like shit that like laced up, I almost pissed myself because I rushed home and was like, but I got to take my shoes off. And I was like, fuck. Like it was so chaotic that I was like, I can't wear these fucking shoes again.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
I don't know if you can blame pissing your pants on shoes, to be honest.
Well, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not on trial right now.
Just piss in the plant. You really eliminate the issue right there.
Just kill it dead. Yeah.
Plant piss.
What is what's something you guys think is overrated?
The NFL draft as this year officially for me, I was like, this is getting stupid.
Yeah, what happened there? It's too much.
I've enjoyed watching the NFL draft to some extent for a while, but this was the year where I was like, either Detroit is the saddest city in America or the draft, we've lost the plot. It was like the amount of people that showed up to it. And I was talking to my buddy and we were both like, yeah, it's like, it. I don't know if it's my age or if it's that society's crumbling, whatever it is, watching men my age in jerseys be so into 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird. It's just weird to watch dudes boo a 20-year-old or be like, oh, fuck yeah. It's like, dude, you are 48. It's like, every Sunday, I'm in. Let's go.
Right.
But this level of obsession, it really, like, Roger Goodell is the worst. He's a senator's son. He's the epitome of privilege. He makes way too much money. But he somehow has hypnotized people into thinking that the draft is something that it isn't, which is exciting.
Right.
Yeah. It's, first of all, Goodell, I didn't realize he was a child of a senator. He's thinking about adding an 18th game. Like, after the adding another game was like universally panned. He's like, I heard you. And I'm thinking about, what about a second additional game?
He's fucking around with, I don't think they can actually do it, but he is trying to add a like division in Europe, which is like,
I don't even know.
How the fuck
they can't. How do they do that? They can't do that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, aren't already a few games played in London now?
Oh yeah. A lot of games. Right. Yeah. There's probably 5 to 7 every.
Really? I heard something like that. The Packers are the only team that hasn't played there. Like, because they're like, we can't get all the fans out there, man.
Excuse me?
This is like more like they're like, it's logistically hard to get all the Packers fans out of there. Like, but I'm like, I don't know if that's true. But anyway, yeah.
Because of the cheese? What's the...
I don't know.
You talking some shit?
I think the perception being like, they only live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm like, that's categorically false.
I don't want to say it's racist, but it's not racist.
Towards Wisconsin.
That is so funny to be like, the Packer fans, they won't. They're like the Mr. T, the city. We won't get on the plane. I think they are playing a game somewhere this year. Maybe London. I don't know.
No, there you go.
What do you got, Dave?
Slip-on shoes, I think.
Dave, we really kind of...
Totally.
They're overrated?
Slip-on shoes are overrated? Yeah.
Slip-on shoes are over...
But you just said that you didn't want...
No, let them cook. Let them cook.
The fucking Stanley Cup thing all the people getting cups that are a fancy, like a Hydro Flask.
Those.
It's insane. They were going for astronomical prices.
Yeah.
Like so much money. And it's like, it's a cup, man. It's a cup.
Yeah. Yeah. It does feel like a thing that is happening right now that you could do a dollop now and just bank it for 10 years down the line.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup craze.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup craze. Yeah.
No,
there are tulips.
It's like Beanie Babies, the Sippy Cup.
Yeah.
I love watching those trends. I love not knowing about them and then being like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like Prime, the drink Prime at one point going for over 1,000. And now everyone's like, yeah, it's not that good.
They're like, yeah, it gives me heart palpitations and diarrhea. Actually, never mind. But like, yeah, I think with the Stanley, I remember like the thing that really blew my mind whenever I see them, I'm like, what does the secondary market look like for this shit? And when I was like, oh, people really are like, yeah, dude, I'll drop 500 on a fucking cup.
Crazy.
And I'm like, cool, man. Yeah.
Cool.
Let everybody else know at the soccer, your kid's soccer game, that you're balling.
Yeah.
And drinking a shitload of black mold.
Yeah,
on the inside of that straw,
it's
which is
actually white wine and Sprite. It's white wine and Sprite, but no one knows, okay? Because I have a 40-ounce fucking steel cup, drinking 40 ounces of white wine and Sprite.
But even then, toss it in a fucking coffee cup like a man.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Baller move.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about some trends from both of our shows, some overlaps. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in-line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
And as we were talking about up top, one of the geniuses of the dollop is that we're hearing these stories that are so outrageous. They seem like everyone should know them. Like they should be in our history books or at least have like a couple movies made about them at this point. Mm-hmm. That's one of the persistent thoughts in my head when I'm listening to a dollop is like, how did I not know this? I think, Gareth, you say that pretty frequently. Yeah. But unfortunately, the fact that they're not well known in some cases seems like one of the reasons some of these trends that we're about to talk about never really go away, because there's like certain things that we just memory hole at least as a country. I don't want to speak for the whole species, but we're just like, that never happened. That's too weird.
Right.
That's too entertaining. So we wanted to kind of highlight some of these trends or details from
past dollop episodes that we keep seeing turn up in our show about the modern zeitgeist and get you guys' thoughts.
Yeah, because I think it's not so much like they're trends, right? Because it's not like racism isn't like a trend. You know what I mean? Like
these societal
misogyny isn't a trend. But it's just sort of like these
constant
issues, that we like can never grapple with and somehow like are besting ourselves from three centuries ago. We're like, oh, you want to see racism? Cut to late 70s Boston or some shit. And we're okay, that was, I thought we got past that phase. But I think that's the interesting reminder is how little we've actually come, you know, like how slow progress is, because you have these reminders of like, for as much as we want to, especially in America, be like, no, we live in like a post-racial, you know, like more equitable society. Like, no.
Yeah.
The freaks are still out in fucking full force. We just don't, we just ignore them now.
Yeah. Well, we ignore them. We give them more power.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. It's like we've never really been able to batten the hatch for a long time. It's like you have those swings where you're like, holy shit, you know, we got to like, women need a choice. You know, you get whatever it is, the litany of things that we were like,
right.
Yeah, now we're good with that. But there's always that force that's always like, I'm still coming, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like, let me regroup.
Yeah.
Exactly. They do.
Speaking of the phrase, how little we've come, and I'm coming, motherfucker. I want to just start with a light one, which is you've covered it like from the early days of the Cereal Guys episode about like Kellogg's and Graham and Post and how focused they were on keeping people from jacking off to the recent episode that I'm drawing. Gana Waltzka? Is that
Gana Waltzka?
Yeah. Where you covered a Hall of Fame side character who had a contraption designed to keep himself from jacking off.
Yeah.
On our side, we saw this with the Speaker of the House recently.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know if this one's worse. It's definitely more convoluted.
It's really
kind of weirder because it involves family.
Yes. Right. So we're talking about Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who currently, as far as we know, has software on his phone that sends his son a report if he jacks off to pornography. Like his son will get, will be told about that.
Yeah.
Hearing this goes, that's just like father son bonding. You
that's
know?
Right. Like, we get it, Dave. We're parents, you know. We
you guys understand. Like my kid's 14, so I get like 19 alerts a day.
Hearing him describe it to a panel of other like evangelicals is really weird.
Oh,
like
so proud.
Yeah, he talks about how he first heard it during like a gathering of like the Promise Keepers, which is like an evangelical like men's group. And he's like, and I was like the early 2000s. And I was like, and I'm not even endorsing it. I don't even make money, but I'm like, I endorse it because I use it. But this is him explaining in his own way how this technology works.
Above my head how it works, but it scans, you obviously opt into it, but it scans all the activity on your phone or your devices, your laptop, tablet, what have you. We do all of it. And then it sends a report to your accountability partner. So my accountability partner right now is Jack, my son, right? And so he's 17.
Of course, his name's
Jack.
So
he and I get a report of all the things that are on our phones or all of our devices once a week. If anything objectionable comes up, your accountability partner gets an immediate notice. I'm proud to tell you, my son he's got a clean slate. All right, but we get a report and it says, hey, no activity of concern, and it's really really sensitive. It'll pick up almost anything. It looks for keywords, search terms, and also images, and it will send your accountability partner a blurred picture of the image. And so on occasion, I get one. I was just looking at the one from this week. I got on Jack, and it said, This is the only one that may be questionable, and it's this blurred image of two women talking in a live screen thing, and I zoom in and I have to unblur it, and it's two middle-aged teachers.
Okay, cool.
Well, then the technology actually fucking sucks. If it's looking at two teachers talking and it's like porn.
Yeah. He didn't say what they were doing. It could have been scissoring.
Teachers,
exactly.
Teachers are a genre. Like, middle-aged teachers. He would never know that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then I saw the image, and then I had jacked off to it, and then so I sent Jack a message that I was
me and my son off. Are jerking off together in different rooms. That's what the technology's for.
And it, yeah, I'm glad he's taken. You know, his mother and I, we split, but and I got remarried, and he actually seems really close with his stepmother, at least based on what I'm seeing on all these searches. Yeah,
she walked in on him the other day.
Yeah, exactly, and decided to teach him how it really.
How to actually jerk off, which I so then it sent me an image of that.
I wonder how his son has figured out to get around the technology to be able to watch porn, because you know he has.
Yes, it's just so fucking
clean
dumb.
Reports.
It's the dumbest shit in the world, because it's like it is. It's just like, look, first of all, just let the kid jack off. Like he's not into this like you. Right. You know what I mean? He wants the jack off. Like, let him figure it out. Like, you know, I was able, before phones, I was able to find naked fucking pictures. Porn, you know what I mean?
Like,
there are ways.
Ripped, like physical ripped out pages from magazines that you like held onto, like they were the Dead Sea Scrolls or some shit. And you're like, oh man, that's all I got. But like, also, you could get a burner phone, I'd imagine. Like, you could just get a burner phone if he has to jerk off mobily or whatever, or use his friend's computer, go to the library like adults do.
What would be awesome if your dad was like, hey man, I want to set this up and you'll be my accountability partner, and then you just start just constantly jerking off until he's like, okay, I don't want to be here.
This is really disturbing, man.
Yeah.
All right, you wanted to see what's up, what's going on in this part of town, man? Here it is.
I'm having a real asshole renaissance, dad.
But this is, I mean, this is persistent across, I'm sure I'm missing some, but like the guy who created like ankle harnesses that like keep his hands on his ankles, right?
There's entire, like there's the, oh God, what was the sanatorium in Michigan called?
Yeah, the Kellogg
Battle Creek.
Yeah.
Like that place was just a myriad of like ways not to jerk off. Like there's been tons of these throughout history. People just like, how can we not do this? And it all comes out, like you said, this is from the religious group, Promise Keepers, which we did an episode on, but it all comes out of that because it's just them talking to each other and they don't realize everyone else is like, no, that's crazy. But they're just in their little group and they're like, yeah, we shouldn't be jerking off.
Right.
And everyone else is like, no, it's good.
What's so great about the male body is that if you don't jerk it off in your sleep, it will fucking jerk you off. Like, you can't get away from it. Like, you can't tell me that's not part of God's plan. If I go to sleep and my penis is like, we're going to ejaculate tonight. Like, what is the line here? If I touch it, it's wrong. Buddy. Like, my brain is jacking my dick off at night.
Right. Yeah. Back to those preppers who are trying to figure out if the gas in the drums is still good. It's like, nah, man, you got to get rid of that and refill.
Yeah. Get it out.
Use it. Yeah. Get it out, man. Refresh. Yeah. Refresh.
Exercise.
Holy shit. Yeah. It's just like, was that machine though? Like, I know you were calling it the Henkel machine, I think, Gareth, in the show, but like, was that like a articulated device, like that we knew what it was, or is like, is that some custom work?
No, I think really he just had a thing that he could clamp his hands to his ankles,
right?
Sort of, so like cuff. So,
yeah, he was like bent, so he must have slept like bent over, like in a really painful, terrible position, and I'm sure he had a horrible backaches, but so it was like a clamping your like shackles, night shackles.
Yeah, jackals.
Yeah, jackals. Wackles.
Right. And of course, probably people who just wanted to jack off more than anybody else and assumed everybody else was struggling with this same issue.
Yeah, right. Always.
And so, yeah. But yeah, I mean, and it is like the fact that it's how we got like so much breakfast cereal in an indirect way, graham crackers, is just like, I don't know. We let ourselves remember Puritanism because, you know, people like trying to be puritanical about sex and, you know, stuff like that. But I think there's just like something so inherently embarrassing about people just being like, can't stop jacking off over here. Yeah. Like,
spray
let's
me with water.
Technology. Yeah, spray me with cold water. That I think it just gets memory old.
The graham cracker thing and the grape nuts thing is just crazy. Like, they really thought a food would stop them from jerking off. Like,
yeah,
it didn't work.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was no, they keep eating him, and everyone's like, no, I'm still hard as a rock.
How about
they all
more?
Like, you know, the fact that he needs a fucking app to like, it really is. It's so, I never know what that line is, because it's like, well, you have the compulsion to do it. Where's the line on what, you know, God has created and what is your own sinful way? Like,
right,
you're created. Yeah. Shouldn't you just not want to jack off? Like, I feel right. like
yeah, but
you're,
that's,
you're
but
an
that's
animal.
How we're tested. We're tested with sin, you know?
Yeah, it's like yeah. such a weird, like bizarre weird. Flesh video game, I guess.
Yeah. Well, because right. it's also just like at the end of the day, like whether it's Puritans or cereal makers or Mike Johnson, it's like this weird denial of humanity that's like, yeah. dude, you guys are you're just going to the next thing. So back at those times, you're like, I need leather straps. And then the
yeah.
next
yeah.
tech thing was like, what if we ate these fucking crackers? And it's like, no. And now it's like an app? I don't know. Anything but acknowledging the humanity.
Anything
but
just being like, look.
Yeah,
we
man,
gotta
just
jack
off, man.
If we don't jack off, there's more problems in the streets. Period.
Maybe a real right. problem. Yeah.
yeah.
I think for a lot of these guys, though, it's more about what they actually, what turns them on. Like, you know,
yeah.
they get in there and they're like, well, hold on, this dick and balls is kind of nice. And then they start right. to dig out. Like,
no, they legislate against gay marriage and all that stuff. Yeah. And that, I mean, if you really think about, like, the Republican Party, the leader of it was a pedophile, like, in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just like...
Like a confirmed.
Yeah. Confirmed fucking yeah. pedophile.
Convicted.
And we don't ever yeah. look back on that like, hey, maybe these people protest too much. You know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're just
they're
like,
the ones
wow, that's
our kids?
Yeah. yeah. Well, that sucks. All right. Anyway, yeah. we have an app now where your son knows you're not beating off.
yeah. All right.
All right. Let's move on to... This was one that we noticed recently with the Caitlin Clark first press conference.
Oh God.
Where she'd just been drafted number one WNBA, had either recently or was about to sign a massive like LeBron James sized deal with Nike, or not LeBron James sized, but you know, a massive deal. And she had her first press conference at her new team in Indiana, and like one of the journalists was like flirty with her. Was
yeah.
like, oh yeah, I like you. You keep doing that, we're gonna get along just fine. And everyone was like, fucking gross, man.
It's like the heart symbol I do to my family after the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll you do that to fine. Me?
Yeah.
I like how he laughed though too. And you could tell like the like based on how the mic was, you could tell he's like turning like his head for laughs, like, right? no?
Right. a woman with yeah. a sporting instrument.
Yeah.
right. Yeah. I mean, there's also the Women's World Cup player getting like a forced celebration kiss from one of their coaches.
Oh, that, yeah. Spain, the Spanish.
Like, then they had to resign. But I was, you know, re-listening to the Boston Marathon episode that you guys did about the first women to run the Boston Marathon. And, you know, the first woman kind of does it in secret. And then the second woman, like kind of people catch on pretty early, and it becomes this massive real world reenactment of Mad Max Fury Road, where there's like this guy who's just chasing her around the 26 mile course, like yeah. in a bus, like
a marathon
trying to
purist.
Take her out.
Yeah. And try to tackle her.
Yeah. yeah. But after she's successfully completed it, there's this quote from a race official who's like, we need rules. Basically, if that girl was my daughter, I'd spank her. Mm-hmm. And again, like just wildly embarrassing, like, but like almost certainly said with at least 3/4 of an erection, you know, like yeah. just what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But it, I don't know. It just feels like this is a consistent trend that we see where specifically in the on the field of play, like that is where men like really just like put their foot down. They're like, nope, no, that not on my watch. We
yeah.
cannot have impressive athletic feats. We must find a way to sexualize and diminish you,
right? Or yeah. just like reset yeah. that to be like, and I'm the man and I'm get to say this shit to you, even though you may be one of the greatest basketball players of all time. But anyway, you want right.
to
make
well, it's
me
very
happy,
weird right? in a country that like claims that capitalism is going to show you, you know, let capitalism rule and all that. We're also right. like, it shows the fragility of the male ego to be like, but not that because she's a woman. Right. But that's been going on. Like, we did another episode, it wasn't about sports, but it was about women wearing pants and yeah. running.
Oh.
And like, you know, they were like, before they were like, it's just always been something. It's like, you can't, you're, if it literally, they were like, if women run, their like uteruses will drop out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no connection to reality. That's not really necessary. It's always just like, you know, we're doing this for your own good, sweetheart.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, the way that like a reporter feels comfortable talking to a woman, I mean, it is shocking. I mean, I guess at least we're shocked by it and we're not, and it's yeah. not like a bunch of guys smoking cigarettes being like, go on a date with her, lady.
Come on.
Go on. Come yeah, on, Toots. What? Date the man. He made the heart symbol.
Yeah.
He's sure he's married. He'll be a side piece.
He's only 40 yeah. years older, but still,
yeah.
yeah.
Right. He's got yeah. wisdom.
But it's totally a theme. Totally a theme yeah. in this country. Well,
it's wild yeah. though too. I was like just thinking about the oops, my uterus fell out kind of like myth that persists in like sports. And there's an example in 2010, this guy Gianfranco Casper, who was the head of the International Ski Federation, like doubled down on a thing he said in 2005. They're like, now what were you saying about ski jumping and women? And basically was saying like, it's not appropriate for ladies from a medical point of view, because again, the impacts could be so jarring that the uterus is dislodged.
And but that's like, that's, you could say, but like, you could very easily be like, a man could rupture his scrotum. You know what I mean? A guy could
right.
ruin his balls skiing too.
like, right. And
yeah,
I mean,
okay,
I guess
anything can happen.
That shows like the sort of patriarchal nature of being like, yeah. well, I'm looking out for your one yeah. value that yeah, you have to yeah. society, which is to reproduce. And if I don't do that, then I failed as a protector or a controller. Yeah. I don't know. It's up to you how you want to describe that.
Yeah. Immediately imagine a scenario where she's your daughter, you fucking creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't let her ski.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. We got a couple more trends to hit. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. which is different than empathy, yeah. right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already yeah. see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of...
dough?
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And all right, I have to get this one in real quick. I think this is pretty common throughout. Like, I was reminded of it in the most recent episode, the Gunawalska episode, where one of the other, like, Hall of Fame kind of side characters was a guy who kept, like, making up these inventions that were scientifically impossible. And the scientists would be like, that's scientifically impossible. And then the mainstream media would be like, gee, a death ray, hot damn. Like, they just insisted on being impressed and being like, yeah, but could you imagine if it was real? And that's been Elon happening. So, like, this show, The Daily Zeitgeist, we started, like, and very early on, the Havana Syndrome happened, which... Like that, we so from the start, we've, you know, looked into the science, read that the weapons they're talking about are scientifically impossible. And I've just been fucking blown away by how it just keeps coming back. Like 60 minutes, like 6 years after we've been like, 60 minutes was like
all these people, you're like, you're a legitimate news organization. This is totally fake. And they're like, man. This thing's really fucking people up.
Yeah. We've paid people who say they have it a tremendous amount of money to pick up the pieces and figure it out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's ludicrous.
Musk's whole thing is like just like every year he's like, we're gonna have the car taxis, the robot car taxis,
Johnny cabs.
Six months, and it's been going on for like 15 years. They're just constantly saying stuff that's not real. His neural implant is crazy. If you read about the science about it, other scientists are like, no, we've had that for a while and we're way advanced on that. And he's just like, I'm doing this new thing. And you're like, not doing a new thing.
Right. And the media is like, Musk is doing this new thing. And you're like, hey, fuck face.
Musk is doing new thing.
Look into it. Read a fucking article first. Nah, he's got it. He says he's going to solve autonomy with it because Tesla is no longer an automobile company. They're an AI robotics company. You're like, nice fucking pivot, jerk off. Just because the profits fell 55%. You're like, well, actually, dude, it's never a car company to begin with, actually. It's an AI robotics company, so fuck you. It's like, shut up.
No, he's such a jerk off. Mike Johnson gets an alert on his phone every time he speaks.
It's like, were you looking up Tesla? Were you looking up minutes from the Tesla shareholders call? No.
Yeah. Holy shit. I also had that guy down for, just very Muskian vibes because, like, he invents a death ray and everyone's like, cool. And then everyone's like, no, it's impossible. And then he's like, well, I've invented this other technology that is also impossible. And they just move on to being impressed by that, ignoring the thing.
What do we call that? If we had to describe that trend, what do we call that? Just like the media's willingness to be wowed the second someone has an idea that seems that's already too
Silicon
many
artist.
Yeah.
Silicon artist.
There it is. There it is.
I mean, they want the next big story and they kind of don't care what it is or if it's real and they can just scream about it and everyone goes, wow. And they read it and they buy the paper and then they've made their money for that week and then they move on to the next thing.
It's very similar to war. You know, when we get led into war, it's like they're not asking the big questions about why or specifics or long term or anything like that. Right. They just want us to get into it.
Right.
And then that is interesting. And then, you know, when you're like, hey, you know, we've killed a million babies in the Middle East over the past 10 years, you know, they're like, well, not really much room in the paper for that right now.
Yeah. Nobody could have saw that coming.
Yeah.
That coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
This 30-page feature about smart bombs and how smart they are and how they can deliver a pizza through a tiny window if you ask them to. So,
Well, And they have no accountability for the fact that they led you. Like when you think of Elizabeth Holmes or Sam Bankman-Fried, like they have no, they right. bolster this bullshit. And then when they're covering the downfall, it's a very quick report with, like we're saying, like nobody gets in trouble.
Right.
Well,
right.
Elizabeth Holmes did get in trouble, but that's only because she ripped off rich people. But like the Juicero guy.
Yeah, right.
Just made right. a bunch of money and then pivoted to his next bullshit thing. But Juicero was just exactly what you're talking about. Like he
yes.
essentially made a contraption that poked a hole in a bag and juice and
squeezed
came out.
It out. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's all it was.
Yeah. He put like juice in an IV bag.
Juice in a bag?
It's yeah. crazy.
Exactly. It's like, but you got to use it like fucking now or this well, shit like, is going to go off.
You, it works off your Wi-Fi. It's like all these little like yeah. terms where you're like, okay.
My right. patented Capri Sun bladder yeah, juice bladder technology. Right. Wait, you just that's a thing.
This smells. Yeah, this one tastes like the guy with the fucking windsurfer on it. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
I figured out how to make Capri Sun really expensive.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, I mean, because
so you
now
don't have
like,
to use your hand to squeeze it anymore.
To be fair, yeah. have you ever tried to put a straw in a Capri Sun? I mean, we are having okay. fun.
The bottom.
But that is, you know
the
what
bottom.
I mean?
Yeah.
Lot of, the real the bottom the, is good. Yeah.
That's I, for the real pissed off kids would be like, the fucking thing just in the fucking bottom.
The,
you know what I mean?
The feeling when you would do the back puncture too and you'd be like, I got to drink half of this right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when it went through.
It's a lot of pressure to get this situation figured out ASAP. Yeah,
that's a through-and-through bullet wound right there on the fucking Capri Sun.
I got an exit straw.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I mean, but, yeah, it's, like, the same thing with AI now. Because every time we talk about AI, like, when we talk to experts, they're like, man, it's just fucking bullshit, man. They're just fucking pumping people up. And there's also just a group of people who are business leaders who know fuck all about technology, and someone gets from like, hey, whoa, this shit can fuck a lot. Name something. Watch this. This is a song about your family to the in a, as is if Peter Tosh did it. And they're like, holy shit, this can replace human labor. And you're like, guys, they're selling you fucking horse shit right now. But we still get it was easy to get caught up. I mean, I was personally just like, what the fuck, dude? It's going to end the fucking world. And then speaking with like people who know what the fuck was going on, I was like, oh, right.
Yeah. It's not anywhere near what. Yeah. I truly believe like show business is kind of shut down right now. I don't know if people know that, but like nothing's really being made. Everyone's kind of freaking out. Like, what are we doing? And I think it's because all the top guys are like, we got AI now. We don't need these fucking people. We're going to, everything's going to make it on its own. And I think they've just been sold a bill of goods by a bunch of guys like hucksters who are like, yeah, you can do everything with it, but you can't. And these rich guys don't know. They don't know shit.
Yeah.
No,
they
when
really
you
don't.
Especially in business or government. I mean, that's what's so funny about the Elizabeth Holmes thing. When you actually see like her list of clients, you're like, a lot of these are like the people we herald as the societal geniuses of our time.
Right, right.
But when you like when you look at our politics, they're just old. They're really fucking old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they don't really know. The only reason why they want to get rid of TikTok is because it's so funny that an old government is like, we're going to take your phone away.
Yeah.
Like that'll
stop the bleeding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like that. They're like, that's why you've become such a rebel.
Yeah.
But they don't know. I mean, I always think of that clip of Ted Stevens, the senator from Alaska, who was on like the senatorial like internet commission or whatever the fuck they call it. And he's up there explaining the internet.
It's a series of tubes?
Series of tubes. I mean, it's like he watched Bill and Ted and he was like, that's the internet. and that is like pretty much the reason why that moment is so hilarious is because it is like condensate. It's like we've condensed down the problem with the system, which is that the elderly are trying to explain tech to us.
Yeah.
But that's all it is. They just have no fucking
They have
idea.
No clue. When we podcasting, we had a patent troll come after us at one point. So a bunch of us put together money and it was like $60,000. And we had lawyers go up to, what is it? The EFF or whatever it's called. They went up to, you know, Congress to talk to people. And I got on the phone with one of them and I was just, so how's it going? She goes, I'm I'm mostly just trying to explain to him what email is. Like, they don't know what's happening. They're all old and people do stuff for them because they're also rich. So it's just like, they have no fucking clue what's happening. And of course they can get taken in by a woman who's like, I found a blood machine that does everything. And they're like, great.
Put it in Walgreens.
Yeah.
All of them. Like when they prick my finger.
Is this the same lady who made the death ray?
Yeah.
She's doing blood stuff now.
Cool. And it's so frustrating that like those are the people who are supposed to be holding at like the villain of our time, like Mark Zuckerberg. Like he gets to be like, we sell ads, Senator, and like be the like smart guy in the room. And it's just like, no, there should be like somebody who actually understands what the fuck is going on, who could like
talk to this person. I feel like with tech, like you have to have at least politicians who are the same age as the people they're talking to at the very least. So when they start spinning their bullshit, that at least even if they don't, they're like, I think this guy's full of shit, to be honest. He sounds like full of shit people I know my age. But to an older person, like, oh, they were so kind and charismatic. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, you have like a Dianne Feinstein up there and her like eyes falling out because she's so old. And you're like, that can't help anybody. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
But that situation in particular, I think we were all proven wrong. She was ready to continue her tournament.
That's right.
Without question.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost not even worth like bringing up because it's such a one-to-one, but like it is the kids who are wrong response that we're getting to student protesters now. Yeah. Like that, I mean, it doesn't just rhyme with history. It is history repeating itself.
Full on.
Yeah. I just want to recommend to people the Gallaudet Deaf President Now protest episode that you guys
did. Oh, yeah.
But it's just people in power who, like, the president of a university is far closer to a senator than they are to even a faculty member, you know? Like, they have board meetings where they're, you know... Like there's one point where they are being confronted by student protesters and the chairman of the board because they've just like repeatedly ignored student requests for to have a deaf president. They just keep appointing hearing presidents and they're like, you guys have to understand we made our decision. You already fucked up our schedule and now we have private planes to catch, like essentially it's like how they put it. And it's like, thank God for that one moment of like honesty from that person who just like couldn't have been a bigger psycho. But it feels like it's the entire thing, right?
Right. Well, every institution, there are people who are like, please put someone in a position of power that inherently understands what we are experiencing.
Yes.
Right. We can't hear you.
All right. So the new head of diversity is this white guy. And hey, dude, he's been to Jamaica, though. You know what I mean? So like,
he even got one of those braids, Miles.
Yeah. Show him that picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, but every, in so many different ways, like that whole thing is just always constantly repeating and repeating and repeating. Cause I mean, I guess it just shows when it comes to sort of like power and things like that, there's just like, no, man, I'm not going to try to fucking make this equitable. It's like, it's for this group of people. Fuck off.
Yeah. It's only for this group of people. And they're also this attitude where they're just like, well, you don't really understand how this works.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, well, no, I'm in it. So I know exactly how it works because I'm experiencing it.
No.
It's really, but this is like, I mean, this goes back centuries, right? Just old people not understanding young people.
Yeah.
I think it's much worse now, though, because I think young people are far more informed than they ever have been due to the internet. Although they want to blame TikTok, but it's like, no, it's pretty much all the internet. Yeah. People can see it all.
TikTok is... If they were trying to take a leg out, TikTok is a very smart one to take out because there is like the sharing that goes on that platform is, I mean, you just can tell they're more informed because they're informing each other with these well thought out points that I don't like. It feels like for some reason it just is. I mean, I guess for reasons we probably know, but they are clearly getting better information from TikTok than they are from any fucking cable news, from any major media publication, from any of that shit. And I have this guilty pleasure of sometimes when I get up, I watch Morning Joe. And this morning it was un fucking believable. Like, I probably turned out at like 6:45 in the morning, and it was like he was shouting about what they're doing and why it's wrong. And if you're not careful, you're going to help get Trump elected. The way that they continue to put everyone in the worst position possible, and then with two out, two on, bottom of the ninth, you're about to lose the game. They're like, we got to figure this out. You're like, buddy, we tried to avoid this at all costs. Like, we get it. Forever we've been talking about, like, this is not a good call. But, you know, that is, they clearly fear that shit. And they're also so fucking stupid, because the better plan for them would be to ignore this shit and not mention, you know, just to talk. Right. But instead, they're engaging, and we're sharing clips of police fucking throwing professors down and all this shit. So,
mainstream media will cover any violence. The protest has any element of violence.
Anything.
Like, they'll miss the point.
Fucked up.
When I was in school, which was centuries ago, the Gulf War happened. So that's before the Iraq War, right? That's the one where we go into Kuwait.
The amuse-bouche.
And it was the same thing. We were all protesting, but we didn't have the internet or phones, but we just photocopied shit and everyone passed it around. So everyone had the information. It's no different. Everyone read it and was like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, it was the same stuff. They think they're going to stop it. It's not possible.
They really do.
Yeah, because they all watch CNN and they watch MSNBC, and they are completely detached from reality. They don't understand what's happening.
The internet is a series of tubes.
Yes.
And we can get the information to each other through these tubes.
Right. I mean, I think that's
one of those tubes.
The other thing is like the Democrats, like at least the Republicans are so craven. They're like, you play out what their rhetoric is to the end game. It's like, it's fascism, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And even with like neoliberals, like it's the same thing, but they're like, no, but like we care about people and we care about the environment. So you tell people these values that you supposedly have, and they're like, yeah, man, like I got to take care of people. And then when they're like, hold on, you guys aren't doing the fucking thing that you guys claim that you're all about. Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up, man.
Shut up. You're going to get Trump if you're not fucking careful.
Right. And then it's just sort of like you can't espouse these values, especially when their party is so ideologically rigid that it can't break through to the other side. Obviously, because they're not going to be like, we need to blow up the status quo, because they like talking about like sort of these like entrenched problems we have societally. But they only want to talk when it comes to the solution part. It's like, come on, man. We're the ones that talk about that it's bad.
We keep sending problem solvers to the government to fix it, and then they become part of the problem. So clearly, you know, that route ain't fucking working.
Yeah.
Hope and change asterisks.
Yeah.
Look, because right now what you said is like true. The Republicans are basically the party of fascism, and the Democrats are the party of betrayal. Those are the two parties.
Right. Yeah.
Which leads to fascism.
Right.
Yes. Which leads to fascism.
It's like, but at least the fascism like later though.
Yeah.
As quick. That's like their sales pitch. It's like, fascism in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
One trend that we have lost over time that's very prevalent in the dollop is bringing rotten vegetables to like crowd events.
It's incredible.
How, but would that help?
Food's too costly. People can't afford tossing. you know what I mean? Yeah. We're eating those vegetables we should be tossing now.
Yeah.
What did the guy in Australia throw at the politician? Was it an egg or something? It was recent.
Yeah, it was an egg.
Like that.
He's like egg boy or something.
Yeah,
I strongly believe that throwing rotten vegetables should come back. Like totally. It's a huge. It's just really important.
It still happens in other countries. Like dildos fly in on drone copters and milkshakes and all that stuff. But the U.S. has. They're like
we still get a pie every now and then.
Yeah.
But it needs to happen.
The truth is that, you see it every now and then. When they go out to fucking dinner, they should be fucking yelled at. you know, all of them. Not even saying, just like, all of them should. Everyone who is complicit in the terrible society we live in today, which is pretty much all of them, should not be able to have public peace. And let's start there. But, eventually that won't even be enough. But, They like anyone else, don't want to feel embarrassed and stupid. Right. And so, yeah, if you are doing that shit where you're pouring like old milk on them or whatever the fuck it is, that does affect them for now. But
yeah,
and
yeah.
It would be fun.
It'd be fun. It'd be super fun. One of the reasons that they do what they do is so they can go hang out with rich people and go to the fancy restaurants and go to the fancy parties. Yeah. But if you make them uncomfortable outside and then they can't do that, they might change. Like, it's really just like a big club to them. And if you make the club an uncomfortable place, then they could change. Yeah. I doubt they will, but they could.
Yeah. They'll build bigger fences, but it's a start.
Or like that. I remember when like Susan Collins, like they're like, hey, man, you could have maybe supported abortion rights. And people like wrote in chalk in front of her house. Like, hey,
that was
an
attack.
She called the fucking cops. You know what I mean? Like,
it's also when like people were outside Brett Kavanaugh's house and Amy Coney Barrett's place and shit like that. And you have these fucking people who are like, look, I get it. You're mad, but there are rules. And you're not, and you're like, buddy, shut the fuck up. Like, you're lucky they're just standing on Kavanaugh's fucking lawn.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, what's the social contract they're abiding by exactly when it comes to people's body autonomy?
Yeah, you could go break into someone's house and yank them out of bed, but we can't fucking,
don't play a drum in the street. Oh, God. Yeah, they're back with the drums, honey. They're back.
He has no rhythm, and that is an efface to him. Yeah. That's embarrassing to him. Let him get back to bragging to his friends about the latest clean report he got about his son not jacking off.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, guys, I feel like we could talk to you for days, but we really appreciate you coming on. Congratulations again on 10 years of greatness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where can people find each of you, follow each of you, all that good stuff?
By the way, our 10-year anniversary episode was filmed and will be up. You can buy it for like 6 months. It's about Jim Caviezel and it's amazing.
Wow.
He's really normal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then the Doll Podcast, and you can find me, Dave_Anthony_ Instagram. We're at the dollop podcast.com is where we are. We're going on tour to Australia next week.
Yep. So go to dollop podcast.com for all that shit. We have a Patreon and we have a shitload of content up there, and you can follow me at Reynolds Gareth.
But
thanks for having us on. A pleasure.
Yeah.
Is there a work of media that you guys have been enjoying? Can be a tweet, a film, TV show, anything like that?
Do you know what happened last night? I watched it just came on Shudder, this French film that's like a spider horror movie about a spider infestation.
Ooh.
And it freaked me out so much that I wasn't screaming, but my wife said I was like going, in the middle of the night. And she woke me up because the dream I was having that there was one spider on my head and I took it off and then I started shaking my hair and all these spiders started coming out.
Oh, fuck. No. So are you saying to
infested.
Watch that?
I recommend Infested on Shudder. Yeah.
All right.
Holy shit.
Actually, I just watched White House Plumbers, which is a 5-part HBO show with Justin. I said Justin Trudeau.
Thoreau. Their names shouldn't be that simple.
I know. And Woody Harrelson about Watergate. And it is, if people like the dollop or people like history, it's such a great, funny recreation of that. And
you're not supposed to watch stuff like that, remember?
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, and also I watched 100 Beavers, is it called? Have you seen that?
That's a porn, 100 right?
It's a porn. Yeah, Mike. I just sent it to Mike Johnson. Oh. That's it. I'll leave it there. Anyway, I was going to say don't watch that because everyone was recommending that to me and I watched those. This is insane.
Is that about the beavers that were dropped in...
No, it's this weird, I can't remember what the fuck it's called. It's, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Don't watch a thing you don't know the name of?
That's right. Pretend I never spoke, or pretend I spoke. Either way, it's equal influence.
Amazing. Miles, where can people find you? What's the work of media you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter, Instagram at Miles of Gray, and pretty much where they got at symbols. If you like basketball, check Jack and I out on Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties, where I've made my peace with the Lakers season. I don't care if we won
another game. Great podcast.
Yeah, Gareth, you've been on as well. Yeah,
that was awesome.
You joined us at the beginning of last year. And then also I talk shit about 90 Day Fiance on 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexander. So check that shit out too.
Yeah, yeah. Work in media?
Work in media. Honestly, just seeing all the footage of student protests is really heartening for me. Yeah. Like everything. I mean, obviously not like the shitty police violence part, but like seeing places like my alma mater and like other campuses just activate so quickly and like reminds you it's not the fucking app that showed you how to hack airline tickets that did it. It's a sense of humanity that people share, and that's what's connecting people. And I think it's heartening to see. And I just fucking hope that the people who can actually do something about it fucking do something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Tweet I've been enjoying. Mr. Chow tweeted, I love how Shaq signs on to sell literally any product. He's like Krusty the Clown. That's @SrirachaChow. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what is a song you think people might enjoy?
Oh, I'm really liking this band from the UK called OMA. They're like a four-piece, and they're a live band, and they just like to, like, right now they have an album which is like all just golden era hip hop instrumentals that they're recreating live.
Oh yeah, we were listening to that before.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, like maybe we'll go out on the Tribe Called Quest one. This is Electric Relaxation by OMA, and again, it's like live music, and it just, I don't know, it just helps you remember why you love these tracks so much. So yeah, OMA, Electric Relaxation.
We'll link off to that in the footnotes. Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.